4, 3.
Fuck it.
There's no words
that's
on
tomorrow.
It.
Fuck it.
We'll do it live.
Fuck it.
Because I've never seen that.
Fucking thing sucks.
There's no words there.
Fuck it.
There's no words
that's
on
tomorrow.
It.
Tomorrow. Fuck it.
We'll do it live.
Fuck it.
Because I've never seen that.
Fucking thing sucks.
There's no words there.
I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from whatever joke we use these days, I don't even remember anymore. This is Podzilla After Dark right here on the Podzilla 1985 Network, and we are so glad you could join us live. If you're here live with us on Facebook, we're so happy to see you. If not, if you're listening to this podcast later on in the evening, then, you know, fuck you. You should have been there. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight, as always. With me, of course, we have the all-star cast of Thursday Spectacular, the co-owner of Podzilla 1985, my very good friend. We're equally good at Call of Duty, Jesse Kimball.
Equally good, huh? Also, you gave this Thursday show 4 different names in that intro, and we never say fuck our listeners, asshole.
Oh, bullshit. Bullshit.
We don't say it on the show.
Okay, that's true. It's always behind their backs. That's true. Yeah. Sorry, I forgot. What up, Casper, in the live chat? Not on the show tonight, but he'll be back tomorrow for a horse mouth. Also with us tonight, we have Lindsay Wolfgang, not pictured.
Hello.
And the man himself, Tanner Calvert.
What up, yo?
I just thought we lost Tanner already, honestly.
No, I said what up, yo.
What up, yo?
I gotta stop like trying to keep up with the actual video here because it's like 20 seconds behind and it's distracting me.
It can be distracting. I'm trying to get used to it myself. Let's see. Finally, your fucking listeners. Now I have a real reason to listen. Oh, absolutely. We cuss all the time. Fuck everybody. So tonight we're gonna have a little bit of fun. We're gonna talk a little bit about politics. We got some big news to drop. Some really big news. We're gonna do that first. We're not gonna make you wait to the end. We're not some jackass podcast that strings you along and makes you wait for the good stuff. That's gonna be on Monday on an all new Nerd Up. But tonight,
wait, is that a shot?
No, absolutely not.
You son of a bitch. And I think you even missed what David Dilla was talking about there.
Oh, what did he say?
You missed the joke.
What did he say? Oh, we're fucking listeners?
Now he has a real reason to listen.
We got a big announcement to make. We're also...
What was that noise?
We're also going to talk some politics just a little bit. And then we got a fun top five for us tonight. Lindsay, what's our top five for tonight?
Tonight, our top five is 5 fictional characters that have kept us invested in various series.
Yes.
Yes. That is the thing.
Really wish I had written out a list at this point because now I realize if I do.
You were more interested in messing with your lighting.
Yeah. Do you guys like the pink light, by the way? Yeah. It's going to get pinker. This whole room's going to be bathed in pink. I wanted to do blue originally, but what says Podzilla 1985 more than pink? I'm pinking up Podzilla 1985.
You could do blue and pink. That's pretty PZ85.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Have blue on one side and pink on the other. This,
yeah.
That's why we pay you the big bucks. So, Kaz is impatient, which is sad because he already knows what the announcement is. He was there for the conference. So, as you guys know, or may or not know, those of you listening, those are here with us live in the chat, we've been doing Podzilla 1985 now for 6 years in March. The end of March was our very first episode 6 years ago. It was myself, Hunter Hendricks, Louis Benson, and Jordan Lowry. And I think Zach was there, maybe. I honestly don't remember at this point. And we did a WrestleMania preview, and it was so good we decided to turn it into a long-term podcast. And 6 years later, we've gotten better and better every month. We're always growing. We're always trying new things, like with the live stuff that we're heading into now. And we decided that we want to switch things up. We want to take this thing to the next level. So, starting in March for our 6-year anniversary, we are relaunching Podzilla 1985, not only as the podcast that you're used to hearing, but also as a YouTube streaming channel. We're going to be doing Let's Plays. We're going to be doing, I know Tanner is excited about doing some ghost hunts we're going to put on there, some I Want to Believe specials. Maybe we'll bring back Jesse and Ace's fantastic idea, which is still something I absolutely love and I want to do, the Irresponsible Spin Monsters. We can all be on that. We got a bunch of great ideas, and
I just set up some of my irresponsible spin monstering today.
You did. I did too. That light wasn't free. That's a $20 light right there. Ups.
I have a new $20
light
radio.
Bulb. Light bulb, sorry. Yeah, Lindsay, don't interrupt Jesse. Jesse, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. Anyway, I have a brand new touchscreen radio in my truck now.
He does. And it's real nice. It's very impressive. But really quick, before we start just getting off on a tangent, what does that mean for you, the listener or watcher or whatever? It's good stuff. We're going to be expanding. We're going to be really putting our all into this. As I said in the conference that we had today with the cast members of Podzilla 1985, for the past 6 years, we've done really well half-assing it. So let's put our whole ass into it for once. Let's see what happens. We have built up an amazing audience. We've got to do some incredible things based on word of mouth and no promotion, no real effort on our part other than just being ourselves and having our personality. So let's see what we can do. The biggest change that's going to happen is if you're used to listening to the shows on the podcast especially, there are some things that are going to change. The licensed music is going to go away, which really sucks, which means I'm going to lose that incredible I Want to Believe theme. But we've been using that pro bono. We don't have a legit like license to, if we ever want to monetize anything. So we are going to be switching over to royalty free or licensed music. If we decide, you know, we find something we like, we will pay for it. It also means, and this is the big one, this is the one that's probably going to depress some people, but I think it's an exciting venture. The past 6 years of content from Podzilla 1985, because a lot of it did contain music or samples and stuff like that, that we don't want that to possibly interfere with plans that we have in the future. So we are going to be archiving the past 6 years of Podzilla 1985. It's not completely going away. We thought it would be a cool idea that we could take that audio, we could take all the shows that we've done, I think over 1,300 shows at this point, and we're going to put that on a flash drive. And when we relaunch our Patreon tiers, it will be a tier that if you subscribe to it, you will get a flash drive of all of that content. So the past 6 years of episode, every episode, the good episodes, the bad episodes, the 50th episode, which is the worst episode of all time. The only episode.
Thanksgiving episode.
No, you're not getting that one. Nope, I'm not giving you that one. The only episodes you're not going to get are the three lost episodes, and you can't get them because I burned the fucking evidence. You will never find them. They're locked away in a lockbox.
I wonder if I could find the old Pen and Nerd stuff.
That would be awesome. Yeah, that would be awesome to put that on there as a special. So yeah. So that's happening in March. In March, where it's even the Sinclair episode, Caleb, absolutely. We're relaunching. We're going to have a new website, hopefully. We're going to be doing a lot more of this, and it's very, very exciting. We got a lot of cool stuff planned. So this is going to be the biggest year in Podzilla 1985 history. And I'm very excited to see where we go. If we don't make it this year, I'm canceling the show. This time I'm serious. It's over.
So
okay,
now color me curious. Now, so what three episodes were deleted?
You want me to actually say them?
They're all relationship related ones.
No, because
some of those are still up.
Okay, so I'll tell you the three.
Oh, I know one.
Lost episodes. All right, I'll name them. You tell me if these are the ones you can think of. The first lost episode was the Billy, Sarah, Roger Mathis interview for CCW. Yeah, that one is gone. That one's gone bye-bye. The second one was the Allie broke up with Shannon, so Shannon's going to cry about it for an hour. That one's gone.
Why of Sly Part 2.
That one's definitely gone.
It lasted like 4 hours.
It lasted like 4 hours, and it was also the most listened to episode in Podzilla history, which is a shame.
There's still that one that has like
500-something
listens. It's like an old nerd up.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
The one that had like an ungodly amount of listens that we thought somebody was like cheating.
Yeah, like, because it was an episode that one particular person happened to be on. And like, it's a person that I would not have put past like calling, you know, hiring some sort of like India listen farm or something like that.
The third lost episode was my quitting episode. I filmed an episode where I left Podzilla earlier, late last year, I think, or mid last year, something like that.
Yeah.
And it was also kind of a relationship episode, because I did talk about my relationship with Lindsay and Allie and Maria. And yeah, I canceled that one too. I thought that, you know what, maybe my private life can stay private just a little bit. Oh God. Let's read some of these comments, cause this is going to be rough. Michaela, what if I miss? I had to help my mom with something. Okay. Real quick. We're relaunching Podzilla in March. We're taking all the past 6 years of content, putting on a flash drive, offering it to our Patreon subscribers. And we're going to push Podzilla into the next realm of YouTube audio. We're doing all kinds of stuff. David Dillo, I think, took credit for that episode. Sure, why not? And
yeah, his botnet got a hold of our mysterious most listened to ever episode.
Ah, and Michaela said she cried at the one about me and Allie. Yeah, so did I. that was a part. I actually had a tour. Tanner, you remember this tour that I was doing?
Oh yeah, you hit every episode. We called it,
I think we were, I was going to call it the tour, Shannon's tour, to ensure that Allie never speaks to him again. And I think it was a success.
May have been what the title was. It should have been, at least.
I think it was a success. So far, so good. Not that that's what I want. But anyway, what are we talking about tonight? Let's get off this. Let's get to the night's topic. We're done talking about the future. We're going to do it. It's going to be exciting. Jesse, Tanner, Lindsay, let's start off by talking about the thing that Kaz and I talked about for an hour last night. Yeah.
Yes.
Was the inauguration.
Oh, I'm about to say, we talking about our new commander in chief.
Number 46, Mr. Joe Biden, who today signed in, I want to say, 10 to 13 new executive orders, all, I think, based around the coronavirus and our answer to it, and et cetera, et cetera.
He did one on the pipeline, too.
Apparently, he's going to have a theme every day for the next week or so of like stuff that he's doing. Day one, of course, was dismantling Trump's entire presidency.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah.
Also, I just...
Yes.
Josh says, when do we get the OnlyFans teaser? That's why I'm working with the light, man. This is the start.
When you hear the music, you know.
Do you remember when we started? This could also be kind of a reflective episode since we revealed this information. Do you remember how Podzilla After Dark started?
I mean, they were all just a train wreck episode.
Well, so yeah, it was Tanner Thursday, and then it turned into the train wrecks when I wasn't there. And at one point in time, he started using porn music as the opening theme for Thursday shows.
That's when we switched over to After Dark. Is Lindsay made us that really sweet graphic of the dude peering through
the Peaky Blinders.
The Peaky Blinders, yeah. And
it was also supposed to be the only episode that we swore on.
Right, after
because we were going to go rated PG on, or PG-13 on every other show.
Yeah, we kind of gone that
way.
And
then After Dark was going to be the ones where we could really cut loose. Because in reality, how are we going to try to censor Mandy?
Right.
That's true, yeah.
It does not happen.
So we turned it into After Dark, and that's when we started using the porn music as the intro, which I still think is a great idea, but I ran out of porn music. I had to start watching porns to get ideas for music, and that's just a dark spiral. That's a path, man.
Yeah, I'm sure that's why you were watching it.
We invited Dalton onto the first show of After Dark, and he didn't want to do it because I think it was right when he got his big boy job, and he didn't want to have anything that could like look bad. So he was like, well, I don't want to do the show if you guys are going to be like, you know, talking about weird shit and everything. I'm like, no, man, we're going to talk about toys. He's like, oh, okay.
So he came on the show. Open it with porn music.
And we opened it with just sex talk. Yeah. And I still remember.
I was about to say, yeah, because like the first half of After Dark is always different than the last half.
Well, now it is.
In one way or another.
Now it is.
I mean, back then it was, well, too. It was just back then it started dirty and then went to the fun time.
Well, back to him quitting the show because he didn't want to be a part of all the filthiness. That lasted, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, and then we made him read an apology, which is still hanging on the wall at Gaming Grounds.
It is.
I wrote it for him.
that Dalton left. Dalton Anthony joined the show at that point.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah.
He's a different person.
He's no longer the macho manch.
So Michaela put in a comment that I'm curious about now. She says, can someone explain to me about this Twitter trend I saw today about Biden canceling trans women? I don't know what it is about, and a lot of people were mad. I'm not on Twitter anymore. Has anybody seen this?
I'm also not on Twitter after what happened with a certain person. I decided to take a break. I'm still off of Twitter. You literally can only find me on Facebook right now. I sometimes get on Instagram, but yeah, I actually don't know this either. I know that Biden,
President-elect Joe Biden announced Tuesday that he will nominate Rachel Levine, Pennsylvania's top health official, as his assistant secretary of health.
And she's trans.
Levine, a pediatrician, would become the first openly transgender federal official to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate.
Yeah, I think David Dillo called it out right there. He said they're angry about him nominating a trans woman, which, yeah, okay, that's...
So
it's
anti-trans also, groups who are canceling him.
Right, and as Caleb will point out, like, they're also mad that he didn't wear a mask.
From what I'm reading, it looks like this is basically a bunch of J.K. Rowlings who are canceling him.
Yeah.
Like, that's the easiest way to put it. Like, They're not so much homophobic, but they don't think that trans women are women. You know what I mean?
Oh, so
David, is it just TERFs, or is it all the anti LGBTQ people in general?
I almost argue with
because
you.
Because I know LGBTQ plus protections in place as well. So any trans people are going after him, and he says I nailed it.
What? Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean that's what because J.K. Rowling is like the biggest TERF of them all.
Okay, so pretend I'm an idiot and that I don't know what TERF means.
I mean, I'm lost as hell.
Yeah.
I'll explain it to Dalton because he's listening.
Yes.
So a TERF is, if I remember, it's like trans exclusionary radical feminist or something like that. Basically, they're women that don't support trans women. Because they're not actually women.
So
is there a thought process?
I know we mentioned her earlier, but I feel like somewhere right now, Allie just felt a disturbance in the force. Because this is the kind of topic that would have triggered her into one of her almost cursing rants. We talked about this many, many times on the show about women who were not supportive of trans women and how ridiculous that is. Tanner is still here and recording. What the hell happened to Tanner?
Oh, yeah. He's clearly frozen on screen.
Yeah, I see that.
Tanner is the one that posted that. I don't think he has figured out how to stop replying as Podzilla.
Yeah, Lindsay had that trouble too, if I remember correctly.
That's because if you do it on your phone, it doesn't give you the option to switch on which one you're doing.
And really? I thought I could from my phone. But either way, it's a whole lot of... TERFs are dumb. It's dumb. Like... It's real silly, but whatever. A lot of feminists that far into that are not people I like.
I'm just sad that we're testing out all this new stuff, and like we got all this great technology, and we're trying all this cool stuff, but Tanner's still using the internet from 1996. And
no, in fairness, that's the best he could get out in bumfuck Illinois.
He's not wrong.
Also, I like Caleb Carter. I wish someone looked at me the way Frozen Tanner was looking at Shannon, because that was spectacular.
I don't like him that much. Sorry, guys.
That Frozen Tanner begs to differ.
Mom would have been so proud, Tanner. Tanner, you coming back
easy there, Cass. 3 meg. Woo, that's...
Look,
Tanner, you coming
back? I'm supposed to be getting 1 gig download right now, but you see how it's happening. Hang on.
Are you okay? Gotta love dial up. Yeah. Hey, there he is.
I've got a hamster on a wheel.
Let me fix this.
I mean, it doesn't help, Tanner, that you said you're on Wi-Fi, and Wi-Fi is.
I'm also on Wi-Fi.
It can be rough.
I'm also on Wi-Fi. So,
yeah, that's why the last 5 minutes for me has been a combination of blips and bloops and Shannon and Jesse talking over each other.
Yeah, that sounds like Thursday.
That's about right.
The only bad part about this is I can't tell how long we've been going on the show because I don't have a timer anymore. Oh, wait, yeah, dude.
We're 19 minutes in.
Yeah, I just realized I still have Audacity running. Okay, we're good. Well, shit, we've barely been talking about anything for 20 minutes. Good Lord.
And David is correct. Wi-Fi is the in-memory of the packets.
In-memory?
I thought you said that wrong on accident, and I looked at it, and it messed me up. Okay.
Michaela, I am so young.
Hit him with the thanks.
There was internet in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yes, it was just very, very slow.
And it made this awful screeching noise.
Yeah.
I don't know. I loved that sound back when I was a kid. That's the most kid in the world.
Yeah, until you accidentally picked up the phone and heard it in your ear.
That hurt.
I specifically remember of playing World of Warcraft on 56K, and I would be in Ironforge. And, oh, my notepad came over. And all of a sudden, you're in Ironforge and you're running across the little area, and your game just freezes up constantly because it can't keep up with everything, and then you're in the lava. So, that's cool.
Oh, Casper, good thing that Ajit Pai is, that motherfucker's just gone. And yeah, I used to play StarCraft and the original Diablo on dial-up. And trying to play against these Koreans on T1 connection in StarCraft, I mean, it's hard enough, like, if you had a good connection.
Right.
That was fucked up.
Jesse, since we gotta get to that top five topic here in a minute, I said everything I think that I could say last night about Trump and Joe Biden becoming the new president. Kaz and I did a great episode. You can find that on Podzilla1985.com. You can find the live video of that right here on the Podzilla Facebook page, and soon coming to YouTube. What do you want to say about it? You know, if there's anything that you have been dying to say to Donnie Turnip, let's do that. Let's do that real quick.
Me,
man, so, there is nothing that I want to say to Donnie Turnip that I ain't said yet.
So for me,
on these shows,
for me, I've never wanted to talk about it, man. I don't like talking about politics in general.
That's true. He avoids it like the plague.
Even more so now about that man. He's fucking gone. We don't have to deal with him anymore.
That's what you think. He's making his own political party.
Let him.
The Patriot Party. Yeah.
Hey. Well, that may be how we get a third-party system.
A.K.A. if that happens, it's the death of the Republicans.
No, it's just going to be the bull moose party all over again.
Oh, I don't want to think about that.
Yeah, I prefer moose and squirrel, honestly.
Moose and squirrel. I don't know. Like Kaz might have got that in the comments. But anyway... Yeah, about the inauguration, though, I do want to talk a little bit about that because yeah. I love that inauguration.
It was
great. I'm sure you guys talked quite a bit about it.
We didn't get to talk as much about it as I'd like to have, because we talked about the pardons. We talked about the future of the Republican Party. The most I think we said about the inauguration was that it was an amazing speech, best speech I've ever heard for an inauguration, and that I thought Lady Gaga just absolutely destroyed it. My God, what an amazing performance. And then Amanda Gorman's poem blew it out of the park. So
yes.
That's really all we
Jennifer
said.
Jennifer Lopez's rendition of
America the Brave.
Yes. That was beautiful.
And then
she threw Spanish into it. It made it even better.
Let's not forget about Garth Brooks, a Republican, a conservative, performing at, I think he's performed at every inauguration, if I remember correctly. And Jill Biden personally asked him to perform here, and he did. And apparently now, if you haven't heard this, Garth Brooks fans are trying to boycott him. They're saying that he's a traitor. It's Dixie Chicks all over again. And
stupid.
Well, here's the thing with Garth Brooks. And we said this about Mitt Romney last night. It's the same thing. Every day Garth Brooks wakes up, he looks in the mirror and goes, he laughs and goes, "Oh right, I'm fucking Garth Brooks." He doesn't need your money anymore. He can do what the fuck he wants.
Oh yeah, no, that dude will never run out of money at this point.
No.
yeah, he did. David brought it up there. The whole hug party afterward. He was just hugging everybody. He was like, "Nah, fuck this social distancing. Look at all these people that I really want to say hi to." I thought that was pretty funny. Yeah, I mostly didn't want to make sure, because, again, I didn't listen to what you guys talked about, but I wanted to make sure Amanda Gorman got brought up.
Yes.
Because, holy shit, that poem was great.
Yeah.
That girl has a bright future ahead of her. That was incredible. Yeah, Lady Gaga's performance, amazing. J-Lo, even Garth Brooks did great. Like, it was all just really, really good. I really, really liked basically everything I saw at that inauguration. Minus Roy Blunt, but I never like seeing that motherfucker on the screen.
Well, Jesse, you know Garth Brooks is no Girth Brooks.
And Girth Brooks is no Toby Queef.
Toby Queef. Oh, it just made me dirty saying it.
This feels like an episode of Letterkenny. Let's get off this.
Quiff? The word would be funnier if you said it like quiff.
I don't get these jokes.
Tanner. I'm squirrely, Dan.
That was a Wayne. No,
the voice you used would sound like Squirrely Dan.
That's because my voice always sounds like Squirrely Dan. I can't do Wayne.
Can anybody do Wayne?
I did.
Jared Kiso.
I did Wayne when we did that skit, but it wasn't very good. Yeah, the inauguration was great. It was great. It's good that we have a president that is competent. Even if you're not my thing is, even if you're not a Democrat, I think you should be happy that we have a president now who is presidential, who if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, it's probably Donald Trump. Get the fuck out of here. But if it's Joe Biden, he talks and walks like a president. So
why are we insulting ducks like that?
Because ducks are dumb as hell. If they weren't so dumb, they wouldn't get shot so easy.
They're not getting shot so easily. You see, I've been at home every morning. There's a reason.
It's because Tanner's a bad hunter. Don't you disconnect. You can't right now. Live feed. Can't do it. David Dillo, you are always welcome to come on the show and do Wayne. Absolutely. Yeah, Caleb, I know. I know, Caleb. Kaz says, Dr. Fauci today said he feels liberated to talk about the pandemic. Yes, and Dr. Fauci now working with the Biden administration. They didn't let him go, thank God. And he also said that he is liberated and happy to have a president that is competent. What's up, Jonathan? What's up, Jonathan Wheeler? God, a lot of great people in the chat tonight. I really appreciate that. You guys are awesome.
I keep seeing Quentin pop up. I haven't heard from him in a long time.
Yeah, Quentin was on the show last night, too. He was talking about some stuff with us. It was very, very cool to have Quentin there. And that's what I love about doing this. And when people ask, why are you guys changing up Podzilla? You seem to have a pretty good formula going with the podcast. Why are you doing this? I've had so much fun doing the live shows and talking to you guys, like, in the chat. It's something that, and I want to grow that. Now, I'm afraid that someday it could get big enough where I can no longer read the chat because people are posting so much, and that would be a nightmare. But until then, it's fun to interact with you guys and read that stuff. And ducks are hard to kill. I remember playing Duck Hunt on Nintendo. Ooh. Bastards. Little bastards. Okay, so with that said, we'll put politics aside for now, unless there's anything else you guys want to say. I'm going to get to the top five for the night. And the reason I'm doing that is because every time we do a top five, I always, and Jesse knows this, I stall and stall, and then when it's time to do the top five, we have to rush through the last three.
Yeah.
So tonight,
every time
you don't trust us to like talk.
Yeah, Shannon always thinks like there's no way we can make this topic stretch a half hour.
Oh, I know we can do this.
I feel like I've been picking pretty good topics lately.
I just want to say I'm really proud of Shannon because of his live videos that he's been doing. He's been killing it. Very, very interesting listening to him. Very smart man. I thought he was all just looks, but. You know,
my favorite part about him is how humble he is.
His mother taught him humility. His father, his father taught him
violence. What a saint of a woman.
She really was. Okay.
Cass said politics are boring again. Thank God.
Give it.
Actually the one thing that I am most excited for about this Biden administration. I am really looking forward to 4 years of just boring. Which, granted, I originally thought we were going to get 4 years of absolutely nothing, and then Georgia came through in a big way.
Yeah.
So, I was not expecting Democrats to flip the Senate.
Okay.
I was very shocked about that.
Real quick, because Jonathan just posted something. This is like the third person that said this to me, and I actually don't know. Jonathan, what happened at the Jones drugstore? What happened? I don't know.
I saw this, because I work right down the street.
What happened?
So, an 82-year-old woman... gets her prescription, gets into her car, doesn't shift it into reverse.
Oh no.
Hits the gas, panics, smashes the gas, and then just goes straight through the front of the store all the way up to the register in Jones Drugstore.
Oh no.
Interestingly, fourth time that's happened to Jones Drugstore in Jackson.
I have nightmares about that crap.
And she was a member of Antifa.
just a confused 82-year-old woman that probably should not have a license anymore.
Oh, that's true. Old people should. I don't know why we give old people licenses and voices when they should just have their bodies broken down to discover what kind of nutrients can benefit us.
Okay.
Shannon.
God damn it, Shannon.
What? I'm just looking out for the next generation.
Josh Floyd, talk about drive-thru. That's golden. I like that. And also, David, nobody was hurt. Miraculously, nobody was in the store at that point. There was a cashier that was completely unharmed. Everybody's fine. They've actually already got, a new front on the store up and going.
You know, watching the live feed, I realized that I think I smile more during these shows than I ever smile, so...
It just means you're having a good time.
Having a great PSA time.
PSA before we get into the topic of the show for tonight. Your boy got first dose of the vaccine yesterday. And I'm glad to say that the only thing that I've had since this happened is...
Side effects?
It's not really even a side effect. It's just it's natural with vaccines.
When did you get it taken, or when did you take it, Tanner?
5 o'clock last night, so I'm 26 hours.
I hear that round two is going to kick your ass.
So I had my vaccine on Friday, and by Saturday night when I was going to bed, it felt like somebody hit me in the arm with a baseball bat. It was rough. I don't know what happened there, but I couldn't lift my arm above my shoulder height. It was bad.
So I don't think she realizes it, but my friend Holly just sent a message to me on Facebook that said, how can you still live in that area with, I think she said inbred morons or something like that, because she lives in New York now, and I don't think she realizes that that pops up on the live feed so everyone can see her making fun of the area. She's right, though. She's right, to be fair. Okay. You guys ready to do it?
Let's do it.
Let's do it, do it.
All right. So, I don't know why I did that. Top five characters that keep us interested in a series. Now, Lindsay, you said this could be movies.
Invested in a series.
What did I say?
Interested.
Interested.
Interested and invested are two different things.
I mean.
Tomato, potato. Come on. All right.
I say invested because one of the ones on my list, I had given up on this series completely and got pulled back in purely because of this character.
Okay, well, then, Tanner, you got your list?
Yeah.
Okay, Jesse, you got your list?
Yeah, I got one. I'm ready to go.
I got two characters. All right, so let's, this is another one I don't think Jesse's going to be, just two so far. I'll think of them as we go along. I don't think Jesse's going to be able to steal any of them from me this time. So
I feel completely confident.
I'm doing almost entirely comic books, so I think you're all right.
Oh, okay. Well, then I have full confidence in Jesse not stealing it. So let's start with Tanner.
So as the listeners can tell, I'm a huge Harry Potter fan. It's a lithograph. It's a Deathly Hallows. It's a big hand-drawn poster. So my first one's Albus Dumbledore.
Really?
So you're a big fan of J.K. Rowling? Oh God! I don't get the Tanner sigh anymore. I got the Tanner glare. Ooh.
Honestly, I saw the camera and I wasn't sure if he just hadn't heard you yet or if he was angry.
So yeah, I see. With it being on camera now, I don't have to get the sigh. I can just go.
That's true.
So yeah, no, I'm always a big fan of backstory in a story. And the further you go along in the Harry Potter books, you realize there's more and more and more to Dumbledore that you didn't realize. And now that we've got these Fantastic Beasts movies coming out, you're getting this full backstory, and it's fun for me. Connecting things that happened in the 20s and 30s and 40s to things that happened in the 90s, and it's something after Harry Potter ended, I was out of it for a while. I mean, I still read the books and stuff, but then Fantastic Beasts came in with Dumbledore being a prominent figure in the story and just drug me right back in.
Tanner, I have a question from the group chat, from the chat. Are you a Huffle?
I am not.
Yes. That was a statement, not a question.
No. Kaz, I am not. I am a Gryffindor, true and proud.
Michaela, I'm gonna tell you the truth. I've seen one Harry Potter movie and I've never read any of the books. So,
oh, that's one of the greatest hits for Podzilla.
I've watched
too.
All the movies, but I've never read any of the actual books.
One of the greatest hits of Podzilla history. is the reading of Harry Potter by Jesse Kimball.
That's true.
So the quick version of that, guys, just pick almost any couple of pages in Harry Potter, read through it, and replace the word wand with wang, and it's pretty spectacular. We were laughing so hard we couldn't breathe that. When I did that.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a couple episodes that have absolutely broken us, yeah.
That was the St. Paddy's Day episode. So if you go through our list of shows and you see the Irish flag, that was the episode.
Oh, new show coming to Podzilla 1985, Bedtime Stories with Jesse. Absolutely, I'm down.
I'm down for that.
Especially, let him read the stories when he's sick and he gets the Jesse
voice
going.
Or when he first wakes up.
Yeah. Mm.
Take a nap, wake up.
That's my favorite flavor of coffee.
Well, except like it weirdly scares Dalton.
Everything scares Dalton. He's a pussy.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Why did I say that word? God, what has gotten into me? Something about seeing yourself on camera brings out the evil in you.
Wait, what did you say?
Well, he's getting into the 80s 80s version of Shannon. Back when he was 42.
I'm actually starting to get a little bit of gray in my beard, which at first I was upset about, and then I think, like, man, that actually makes me look a little distinguished. Let me get the patches on my arm, like Cass said. Tanner, please stop. Just stop. Just stop it there. Okay, so...
Of Silver Fox over there? Yeah.
Let's go to Jesse. Jesse, who's your first pick?
All right, my first one's going to be Spider-Man.
Which one?
Spider-Man. That's actually, so if I had a camera, what you see behind me is this basically mural of spider characters that I have set up. I love Spider-Man, like, I've got the big rose colored glasses with that dude. It's yeah, I absolutely love Spider-Man and the Spider-Verse. It's very difficult for me to not enjoy something that has that character in it. Which really goes to tell you exactly how bad Spider-Man 3 was, because I absolutely hated that film.
Aww.
We're not having this debate again. Not tonight.
Topher Grace tonight. Was a terrible Eddie Brock. Get over it.
Do what?
He said Topher Grace was a bad Eddie Brock.
Brian, oh, yeah. No, that was pretty terrible.
Brian, I think Brian Tanner's got you beat, Tanner. He does have a pretty cool beard. I will say that. I thought Topher Grace was fine as Eddie Brock. He was just a different Eddie Brock. He wasn't the comic Eddie Brock, and that's fine, man.
But honestly, that was, of all the problems that I had with that film, Topher Grace as Eddie Brock was bottom of the list.
And it's still better than Amazing Spider-Man 2.
It's not.
It is not.
I was still able to enjoy Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Whoa, Casper, hey, back the fuck up, cuzzo.
I can't go there. Cass.
I can't go there either. So there was that Predator sequel, Jesse, you remember we saw in the theater with Bob and Kevin?
Yeah.
That Topher Grace was like the best part of that movie. He was great as the unsuspecting murderer in the end. Anyway.
Yeah, he plays a great psychopath.
He does, which is why I thought he was pretty good as Venom. It's just, it should have been Brock Lesnar.
I don't know. We've got Tom Hardy now. That's the perfect casting.
Except that movie wasn't great.
Honestly, some of these wrestlers, like, should, like, if they could actually get their acting chops down,
like, well,
they would
sad,
make a
actors.
Lot of great superheroes.
Remember we said that about Big Show, that he would be the best Kingpin, but then we saw Vincent D'Onofrio as Kingpin.
Vincent D'Onofrio?
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. Okay. I'll go next. Can I go next?
Yes.
I'm just going to start you with the big one. And I mean the big one. Because he's going to be the largest one in this entire list, I guarantee it. Godzilla.
Do tell.
From the well, what is there to tell? Like, everyone knows I'm a gigantic Godzilla fan. If you guys could see in my office more, I have a wall of Godzilla toys over here. Godzilla toys, I've got giant figures, stuffed animals, posters. I'm a huge Godzilla fan. Why do I love Godzilla so much? Strictly for Godzilla. Those movies, for the most part, are terrible. They're poorly acted. The effects are cheap and cheesy. They're bad films, but Godzilla is so cool that he makes you want to come back and watch the film over and over again. Short of, there are exactly, I think, 4 Godzilla films that I think are genuinely good movies, and that is the original Godzilla 1985, The
Shannon, an expert, assured me that Godzilla 1985 is not an actual thing.
God damn it. God damn it. Godzilla 1985 and, you got me so fucking angry. actually, there's five of them. The original Godzilla, Godzilla 1985, both of the American ones with the new Godzilla, and my personal favorite, probably Shin Godzilla. Very, very good. Here's the original, when we first started Podzilla 1985 and Blogzilla 1985, this was the original mascot. He stays on my desk. I had a picture of this little toy. Stays on my desk still for it. So yeah.
And it had the same font as the current PZ85 logo, PZ85 Live logo there.
It does. That was on purpose. That's a callback. Mm. So yeah, well, Dave, okay, Jesse, tell the story. Godzilla's my pick. Jesse, tell the story, because David wants to know.
All right, so it's not all that like great or anything of a story, but we were in Indianapolis at the Indiana Comic Con. It was like me, Asa, Dalton, and a few other folks. And we happened to see this table of this guy selling all Godzilla stuff. Like, this was an entire convention, you know, huge booth of this guy selling exclusively Godzilla merchandise. So we saw that, we're like, holy fuck, this is cool. We're going to get Shannon a super awesome souvenir. This is going to be great. And, you know, Godzilla 1985 is Shannon's all-time favorite Godzilla.
It's true.
So I asked the guy, and I was like, all right, so what do you have from Godzilla 1985? And he just looks at me. And then he was like, which Godzilla is it? Godzilla 1985. And he's like, there's no such thing. What? I assure you, sir, that Godzilla 1985 exists. He's like, no, I've been a fan of Godzilla since the 60s. There's no such thing.
Clearly you're and not. Then
I pulled out my phone and just pulled up the poster for Godzilla 1985. Like, this one. And he looks at it, he's like, oh, they didn't make any toys from that one. Well, I also know this to be false. Yeah. And then I just walked away.
I'm about to say, I've got a 1985 toy right over here. If I could reach it,
I was starting. Asa could see it in my face. Like, I was starting to get in it. I was about to get in a shouting match with this man because he was just, he was so condescending about it.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, you fucking pleb. There's no such thing as Godzilla 1985.
Jonathan, which Godzilla are you watching? You talking about God? Are you like, what is it called? Bootlegging Godzilla versus Kong? Or are you talking about King of the Monsters? I'm just curious. Jesse, go ahead.
No, I mean, that's it. Like, Asa pulled me away from the table because that idiot and I were about to have words and it wasn't worth it.
Speaking of action figures, really quick, this is for the live audience. No one else gets to see this. And Tanner's gone again.
Tanner's out again.
Okay. Damn it. Do you want to see the worst action figure that I have? The absolute worst. It's on my desk. It's highly inappropriate. Mimi bought this for me years ago.
Is it in a bikini?
It is. I'm going to show you to right now. This is the worst action figure that I have. Well, it's not really an action figure, but it stays.
It's a statue. Yeah.
It stays right here on my desk. It stays right there. So that'll win me some dates. Anyway. So, well, while Tanner's gone, let's move on to Lindsay. Lindsay, what's your first pick?
All right. My first one is Ted Edward Forrester. He is the reason I started rereading the Anita Blake Vampire Hunter novels. I had given up on them like 3 or 4 years ago. And then somewhere in my Facebook feed, I got the synopsis plot for the book I just finished reading last night. And it was going to have focus on Edward, who in this universe's world is known as Death in the vampire community because he has the most kills.
Hmm.
And because of this, I was behind like 4 books before I could get to the new one. So I started reading them again, despite the fact having given up on them because the plot had gone out the window for a while. I'm very happy to say the last 4 books I read actually had murder mystery plot. It wasn't all just smut.
Yeah. Lindsay, once I grabbed her book, one of her Anita Blake books, and I was making fun of the fact that it was all sex. She's like, not always. And then I opened it up and literally the first page I turned to was sex. So.
Yep. Yeah. It was so infuriating because, like, literally the first 7 books in the series, there's none of that. It's legit supernatural murder mystery, vampires, were-animals, monsters, magic, all that kind of good stuff. And then it just went downhill into paranormal orgies from there. Oh, and then slowly crawled its way back
some
out.
Some of them had to stay alive, right?
Huh?
There was a special way some of them had to stay alive, if I remember the story correctly.
Part of the reason it became such a big deal is that the main character, Anita, through vampire marks, basically became a succubus and had to feed off people's sexual energies, which was such crap.
Oh, she was.
But if she
was
only
sucking
fed
something
off one person, she'd kill them. So yeah, it literally just kept being like, "Who's sleeping with Anita?" This book. But yeah, no, I was just happy to get more like Edward stuff because he's just a badass disguised as a good old home country boy, but he started hunting vampires and shapeshifters because it became too easy to hunt humans.
Like you, Tanner. And Caleb, if you want vampire porn, there's plenty
of
it online.
Of
you don't have
life
to come here for it. I'll DM you.
Well, there's plenty of it on there.
Yeah. So have you guys watched the show Bridgerton?
But the last...
No.
Apparently they can't keep the sex scene. There's this show Bridgerton, and the only thing I know about it is I know Maria watched through the entire series of... Apparently they can't keep they're complaining that they can't keep the sex scenes off of Pornhub. People are streaming it on Pornhub. I've never watched the sex scenes. I don't know how good they are. Weird. I don't know. Anyway.
That's just odd.
Anyway, what were you going to say? I'm sorry.
Nothing. I'm honestly happy with this character bringing me back in, and the story has actually gotten back to a normal level of story and plot. So along with the other characters that I have been invested in forever, it's nice to come back and see where those characters are without being relatively disgusted with the rest of the book.
Okay. Let's swing it back over to Tanner then. Get his second pick before his feet cuts out again.
So my second pick is Tommy Oliver. I'm a huge Power Rangers fan, specifically.
Don't let Dalton hear you say that.
Any form of Tommy Oliver.
Hell yeah.
So, and again,
you know, part of me wants to think that Tanner pulled or had that stuff ready specifically for this, but another part of me knows that he just keeps that shit near his desk.
Uh-huh.
My morpher stays in the display case on the desk looking at me. And then the figures are set up on the table directly to my right. So, yeah, no, I mean, this is my nerd. I got everything here. Power Rangers was always fun for me, but it became even more fun when Tommy Oliver jumped in.
That's when it got good.
His story from the moment he got there till now, his story continues. The man is, he still comes back and does Power Rangers episodes all the time.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Green Ranger arc was still the best episode arc ever.
I wish they could have gone darker with it, you know?
Right.
So check out some of the comics from that series, or that go back and recover that series and does like an alternate universe type thing. That's how we get Lord Draken, which is the evil Tommy who never became good again.
Are you sad that we're never going to get the sequel to the movie where at the very end they tease Tommy Oliver
with his jacket?
Yeah,
yeah, I am, because that movie was
I thought it was good.
I liked it.
I enjoyed it.
I think out of our group, the only one who didn't like it was Dalton.
And Dalton loathed it.
Which, like, why? The movie was good.
Because it wasn't the original.
It wasn't the cartoon. Yeah, exactly.
The cartoon?
It wasn't the original.
Okay. Jesse, let's go to you.
Right, most of mine are going to be comic books because I figured that was the easiest way for me to do this. There's lots of team-ups out there. And these are mostly characters that if they show up in any book, I'm picking up that book and I'm going to read it. So my next one is Spider-Man 2099.
Miguel
O'Hara.
Yeah. O'Hara, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, is this two Spider-Men in a row?
Yeah, it is.
It's a different Spider-Man.
Yeah, they're completely
that's
different.
That's why when he said... That's why he wouldn't just pick one earlier. It
was, oh, yeah, he could do the umbrella. Original. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Jesse, is your entire list Spider-Men?
No!
Is it mostly Spider-Men?
I wouldn't do that a third time. Spider-Man 2099, Miguel O'Hara, he's just, like, that's my second favorite Spider-Man. Like, I love the outfit, I love, like, all the...
That outfit is badass, man.
Yeah, and the 2099's, like, universe is, it's great.
It was the only 2099 series I liked. I had a lot of them when they came out.
It was the only one that a lot of people liked.
Yeah, because Punisher 2099 was terrible. It was just bad. Yeah.
The costume looked fun.
Yeah, well, but see, that's the thing, is I don't want my Punisher to be fun. Josh, so, yeah. I'm a big Spider-Man fan, and there is no Spider-Man 1985.
I mean, what year was that crazy Japanese?
Spider-Man!
That was in the 60s.
It was in the 60s, well. Yeah. I think in the 80s, that was Spider-Man really and his good amazing episode friends.
On Disney Plus.
Jesse, you've got two requests in the chat. They want to know what your thoughts are on Miles Morales.
I love Miles Morales. He's amazing.
What about Ben Reilly?
Ben Reilly is okay.
See, I like Ben Reilly. I always liked the Scarlet Spider. I loved his outfit. It was so plain. It was just like red tights with that blue hoodie. I just thought that was cool.
I mean, I really, really liked Scarlet Spider. He was, I liked that outfit a whole lot.
I did too. All right, let's go to the next one.
They've done awful things with Ben Reilly, though, in the past few years.
I have one comic book character on my list, and I'll go ahead and say his, since we're on a comic book kick. Jesse, do you know who it is?
Your comic book character? I'm going to guess the Punisher.
It is the Punisher, yeah. Because the Punisher is another one of those. He's also, the comics usually aren't great. They're okay. Some of them are better than others. But I think the Punisher character himself is a really good character. And he keeps me coming back. I watched all the films. I read a lot of the comics. I didn't read all of them. But I think the Punisher is a fantastic character. And he may be going away soon thanks to those bucket fucking idiots from the Proud Boys and the Boogaloo Boys, who
bucket fucking idiots,
who apparently are wearing the Punisher logo on their fucking military wannabe outfits when they go march on the Capitol, and now they're calling for banishing the Punisher.
Lest we forget the police officers who have been caught with the Punisher emblem on the back of their firearm as they're shooting down an unarmed black person.
Yeah, I really think that people need to stop trying to co-opt the Punisher, because he is his own thing, man. No one should aspire to be the Punisher. He's like Batman, but, well, you know.
So, Shannon, you should pull up the picture I sent in the chat here. Of what they've done to Scarlet Spider recently.
All right, hold on. Let me remember how to do this real quick.
I like that.
I don't like that mouth. That's creepy.
Is that a mouth, or is that just a crease in the mask?
It's a crease in the mask. Like it is like the mask is so tight that it's pulling, you know, against his lips for some reason. But his nose is still completely invisible.
I don't like it. He looks like one of the gray aliens from the movie Fire in the Sky. I don't like it. No. Ugh.
Oh, it's terrible. Kane got much better representation in the past few years as the Scarlet Spider. There's Kane's costume for Scarlet Spider.
Oh, shit. Wrong thing. You guys got to see my Steam library.
No. One of his costumes, anyway. I like that one a lot.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I like this outfit. Just that mouth. Ugh.
No. Yeah, like it's just the art was bad on it, and yeah, the way they put the hood, like the hood was cool because it was part of a hoodie.
Yeah,
and then like I don't know how Gwen Stacy makes it work, but that hood is also cool.
She doesn't. But
they tried to do the same thing with this motherfucker, and that didn't work at all. That looks terrible.
Why they think of? I think hoodie part of it,
the black,
mask.
White, and pink looks cooler. That does look cool. It just kind of looks funny in the red and blue.
So Frank Castle is my second pick. One of my favorite comic book characters. The comics are fine, the movies are okay, but the character himself, badass. Lindsay, number two.
My next one is Apollo in Animal Crossing, because I always go back for that bird.
It's true.
Apollo.
He moved away once.
Not that I always... She got super depressed. He devastated me in my original game when he left. I stopped playing. Hands down, I was just done.
Yeah.
But I came back with the next game in hopes that he would return.
And you've had him in every game, I think, haven't you?
No, I've had him in three of the four that I've played.
And now you don't even play Animal Crossing.
I got on it the other day and started to reweed my island that is very, very messy. No.
Apollo is the best bird. Don't at me.
He is.
That's all you need to say. So let's throw it back to Tanner.
So, again, as listeners should know, from listening to me on the show, I'm a huge Assassin's Creed fan. Got my little Altair here that I think Shannon got me.
I did.
Yeah. And also, I've got, let's see if I can do this.
Oh, bye, Tanner. He's going to drop it.
Oh, you got the flag up.
Yep.
Which I also got him.
He also got me. So, God bless Shannon. I am not like the rest of the cast members who have played it, and most people in the world. I love the modern day stuff, and the story of Desmond Miles keeps pulling me back into Assassin's Creed, which has been kind of depressing the last like 3 games because he's been, spoiler alert, dead. But the new game has sparked more interest in me. That's all I'm going to say about that.
How big is your camera? I've never watched the live action movie, Jonathan. I was going to. Me and girlfriend were, but we never got around to it. Caleb, you are absolutely allowed to say which characters you guys love. Absolutely, put it in there. Caleb said one of his favorites is Judy from Cyberpunk. 100% agree. I actually restarted the game as a female character just to romance Judy because she's my favorite character in that game too. Other than, of course, Johnny Silverhand. I mean, obviously, Keanu Reeves. But yeah.
And to respond to David on me with the props today, it would be a lot better if I was done setting all this up. See, I've got weapons from the Power Rangers. I've got weapons from Assassin's Creed. None of that is within arm's reach of me right now. I've got a Connor's Tomahawk from 3, and it's a real tomahawk. It's pretty awesome.
Where's your buckets?
It's out back with the soapy water in it.
He's about to get a bath after this one. Anyway. Jesse, let's go over to you.
All right, so legitimately, I thought about doing the bit again where I was going to have all the Spider-Men. And yeah, for those of you out there, it was going to be Miles next, and then it was going to be Gwen Stacy, and then it was going to be Hobie Brown as Spider-Punk was going to be my fifth
one. Oh, Spider-Punk, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about Peter Porker?
Look, I can only have 5, Tanner.
And he is not your number one?
No, he is not.
Voiced by John Mulaney.
And the Spider-Man exactly. Films, yeah. No, don't get me wrong. I love Spider-Ham. I just...
Peter Porker.
Yeah. Peter Porker. But yeah, no, he just couldn't make the top 5. There are so many awesome Spider-Men out there, especially when they did the Spider-Verse books. Like, there's a lot of cool ones.
Well, who did make the top 5, Jesse?
Oh, yeah, the next one's gonna be Polaris. The only reason I watched The Gifted, Fox's X-Men show, was because it had Polaris in it.
See, I heard that show was good, though.
It ended up being pretty good, but I wouldn't have watched it if it did. Like, I would never have given it a chance because it's Fox's X-Men.
Oh, but they gave us some good stuff. Patrick Stewart as Xavier.
Well, that was the obvious choice.
Other stuff, probably. Michael Fassbender as Magneto.
Yeah, I was about to say, First Class was great. And Days of Future Past was really good.
That's it.
Apocalypse, though.
Apocalypse is okay.
Hey, Apocalypse was a fucking 5-star classic compared to that shit show Dark Phoenix.
Oh my god, no kidding.
Let's not talk about it.
Did you watch you watched New Mutants? I thought it was okay. It was good.
Yeah, I enjoyed New Mutants.
It's really good.
Other than I thought Magic was going to be my favorite character, but she was so over the top bitch that I just for the most part I
Yeah, but anyway, the point
I think
is
the saddest part of go ahead.
I was gonna say anytime that Polaris shows up, she's kind of an obscure X character in general. Anytime she shows up in any team, I end up buying that book because I like her.
Yeah,
she's just really really cool character. And Ian is great, and he was great as Magneto, but only because Ian McKellen is great.
Right,
that was not a good casting.
We talked about this many, many times on the show before. Ian McKellen is a great actor, and that version of Magneto was pretty cool, but just the two didn't go together. Like, right. Ian McKellen did not have the threatening aura, especially in the later films. He didn't have the threatening aura that I expect from Magneto. If the quintessential live-action Magneto scene for me, by far, and Jesse, you know what I'm going to say, it's the scene where Magneto goes into the bar in First Class, and he ends up interrogating the 3 Germans and kills them with the knife. That, to me, is the quintessential Magneto scene. That is fear right there. That dude is badass. Anywho.
Yeah, and Michael Fassbender does a great job of just, like, exuding that, like, that gravitas. And, yeah, Ian McKellen, like, has that, but it's different.
Because he's, I mean, I'm going to say it, he's too old. He's too old and too frail.
He doesn't have that same threatening presence.
Yeah. It's like David Dilla said, it's Magneto, but like it's your nice uncle. Yeah, exactly. Uncle Mags.
Uncle Mags.
Uncle Mags. Okay, my next pick, we'll just roll this right along. Freddy Krueger. Yeah.
Really?
From the Nightmare on Elm Street series. Because, again, Tanner and I are the biggest horror fans here. And I think he would agree with me that the Nightmare on Elm Street films, the first one is amazing, classic, and New Nightmare is incredible, classic, and then you have all the rest of them. They range from pretty good to god awful.
Ah, man, I can't call any of them god awful.
Freddy's Dead, the final nightmare, it to me really hits the level of god awful. But
there were some god awful Freddy movies.
Yeah, but that doesn't take away from the fact that Robert Englund as Freddy Krueger is one of the all time greatest movie characters ever. He's both terrifying and hilarious. He is what keeps you coming back. And the fact that they made, I think, what, 10 Nightmare on Elm Street films, something like that? Mainstream, I think they made 7 or 8, I want to say. I forget which one Freddy's Dead was. But Robert Englund was the absolute best. And he actually came back for the role of Freddy Krueger. I didn't know this, on an episode of Family Guy, of all things, mm-hmm. which was kind of neat. So yeah, Freddy Krueger, to me, the greatest horror character of all time, because he is just that captivating.
Okay, David, you said Freddy versus Jason, MVP. Are you calling Freddy the MVP of that movie?
He would have to. I mean, I would assume he is, because Jason's just a walking fucking piece of cardboard with a machete.
I think he's saying that movie is the best Freddy movie.
The best Freddy movie, it's one or New Nightmare. Yeah, agreed. Michaela says her favorite horror character is Pennywise. I've seen chapter 2 like 10 times. I actually haven't watched chapter 2 since the really first time good. I watched it. I liked part 1 better, but there are parts of part 2 that I really, really liked. He said the movie's garbage.
Oh, no, I won't say that either.
It
wasn't great.
There were parts that were good. Here's the worst part about Freddy versus Jason is the fact when Freddy comes out of the dream world and turns into a motherfucking Power Ranger and starts ninja fighting Jason. That, why? Water in the fire, why? I don't understand.
I mean, they came up with something random, like Jason had a phobia of water and Freddy had a phobia of fire.
And ninjas. That's why he trained. Man. That's why he trained of ninjutsu. And let's move on, Lindsay. What's your next one?
It's like the Batman with the Joker coming out kung fu style.
Lindsay, please, God, save this. Uh-oh. Damn it,
Lindsay! Please,
damn it.
Lindsay's out.
Did we lose Lindsay? Is she typing in the chat yet? We've got to do something about her internet. We'll just keep.
I hear she's leeching it from a neighbor.
I'm not necessarily out, but my connection is red.
Okay, you're back. You're good. While that's recuperating, yes, Jonathan, Emily Olsen or Elizabeth? I forget which
Elizabeth
one it is.
Olsen.
Elizabeth.
Yeah, she was in the new Godzilla's movie, but she's not in the sequel. None of them were in King of Monsters, but King of Monsters, fantastic.
I love the fact that as soon as she gets done playing in Avengers with her brother, with the guy that played her brother, she goes do Godzilla
with her brother,
where with their husband and wife.
Yes, Lindsay, you back? Go ahead. Really got to do, really got to do something about her.
Okay, she says keep going.
Lindsay, if you want to come down here, just run down here and come in. We'll do like we did the other day. This microphone's always open for you. But until then,
Shelby.
Let's swing it back to Tanner.
So I was a big fan of a show. I can't remember which channel it was on, because I watched it later after it was already canceled.
Can you hear me now?
It's called Jericho.
Was that the one with Luke Perry or Skeet Ulrich? Which one was that?
Skeet Ulrich.
Okay.
I just sent a picture. And he's the character I'm picking. He plays a guy named Jake Green, who was a ex-Special Forces military guy. And he wasn't a soldier. Like, he just... That's why I say military guy. It's just all he... You know.
Yeah.
So they live in the small town of Jericho... Oh, God, where is it? Arizona? Jericho. It's in Jericho, Colorado, because it was Denver. When he just randomly comes home finally after being gone for so long with doing this military stuff, and he's there less than 24 hours, and a nuclear bomb gets dropped on Denver and sends the whole area into a...
wake up, Denver.
Nuclear winter, yeah. The show got canceled right when it was starting to get really good for some reason. Like, their ratings were super high. They were really popular, and the network just canceled the show. So they took the story that they had written for the show to comics, and the comics were phenomenal.
I didn't even know they had a comic. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Hmm.
Yeah, it's really good. It just continues the story.
Really quick, we may have lost Lindsay permanently for the show. She may be giving me her picks, or she might come down. We don't live that far away from each other. While we're doing that, though, Caleb said Revolver Ocelot from Metal Gear Solid. Solid pick. Ha! Yeah, get it? And Michaela, my all-time favorite show is True Blood. I remember True Blood. It had Anna Paquin in it, I believe.
It did. Yeah. It did, in fact.
Yeah.
And David said,
"I might be back."
Oh, where? It's Lindsay. Okay.
And David immediately trashes Anna Paquin's character.
Sookie. All right, Lindsay, real quick, while we got you, what's your next pick?
My next one is going to be Catbug from Bravest Warriors, because I enjoyed the story yes. in Bravest Warriors, but Catbug is what got me in, and Catbug is what keeps me coming back.
Catbug is what brings all the boys to the yard.
When you hear that little 7-year-old voice say, kitchen wench.
That kid is 14 now.
Stay young forever, kids. You don't want to be an adult, trust me. Everyone wants to be an adult, so they're an adult. You don't want to be. Trust me. He's also in the ASDF films.
Yep.
As a muffin.
Who wants to die. Wants to be young. All right. Did we go to Tanner? Is it time for Jesse now?
Yeah, it's Jesse's turn now.
All right.
I'm sorry I screwed stuff up.
It's okay. Jesse, what's your next pick?
You're fine.
We got to wrap it up soon.
My next pick is Gwenpool. I'm not going to try to explain a whole lot about the character, but I love her a whole lot. And it came like in the hype of Gwen Mania. It's not Gwen Stacy, but I read anything she pops up in, which included West Coast Avengers by Teenie Howard. It ended up being one of like my favorite books of that year. And that delivered us Jeff the Land Shark. And I sent a picture.
Adorable.
I sent a picture in Discord. I'll Everybody should look at Jeff the Land Shark.
I'm going.
He's so cute.
Wow. What was
He's Gwen? A baby
Jesse,
land shark.
Anytime you bring up Gwenpool, I just think of the Heroes for Kids convention and the girls that just broke when you tried to explain to them, no, Gwenpool and Spider-Gwen are two different people, and like their brains just couldn't compute it.
It's like Gwenpool's not Gwen Stacy. What?
And isn't Spider-Gwen, that's not actually the character's name, is it? Does she have an actual
she's
name?
She's Spider-Woman.
She's Silk.
I thought
and
it was
she
like
ended up changing
Ghost
it to Ghost Spider.
Oh, there it is. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what it is, yeah.
Because death loves Gwen Stacy.
There's some random noises outside the apartment. Anyway. Okay. Lindsay said Catbug. Jesse said Gwenpool. I guess that's up to me next. That was pretty much the end of my list. I'm forced to get at this point. Oh, this is the last. Is this the last
no,
one?
No, there's one more after one. This.
I have two still
okay,
to
yeah.
do.
Fox Mulder from the X-Files.
I was wondering when you were going to say it.
Yeah. The X-Files is one of my favorite shows of all time.
I don't think we have to... I don't think we have to describe that one. Everybody knows. If they're listening to this show, they know.
I feel like I have to explain it really quick to Michaela, because as she's established, she's too young to know what these things are. The X-Files was a great show about two FBI agents, Fox Mulder and Dana Scully, who investigate paranormal files that the government has basically put in a basement where Fox Mulder resides, and he obsesses over the paranormal and aliens and UFOs, and that's basically me. If you take out some time for politics, I'm basically Fox Mulder. In fact, I even went into the barbershop once. I needed to get my hair cut. And I told the very nice lady, I said, give me the Fox Mulder. And the very nice lady looked at me and said, who's Fox Mulder? So I showed her a picture of him. And she said, got you. And I left, and I did not look
and
like Fox
proceeded
Mulder.
To not give you a very good haircut.
No.
She literally hit you with a got you, fam.
Yeah. She gave me that Wish.com Fox Mulder.
Ooh.
David Duchovny has Fox Mulder. Yeah.
No, she hit him with the just fuck my shit up.
Got you, fam. All right, Lindsay, I guess it's back to you. And then we got one more.
Okay. Next, I am going with probably my ultimate one because I've been with it for so long, Kyoko Megami from Skip Beat. This comic started in Japan in 2002. I started reading it in 2006, and it is still going. It is the ultimate long burn. I just finished my newest chapter before we started recording today. But I love this character so much, I can't stop. I just finished reading chapter 290.
Good lord.
290.
So is it a soap opera, basically?
I mean, it's a shoujo manga, so yeah, but it's a super freaking long burn. The character has come a long, long way during that time.
Well, yeah, he's 19 years older now.
She.
Yeah.
Kyoko is a girl.
Don't assume her gender.
I'm gonna beat you.
Did I break you? You done?
Don't smug like that. That's fine.
Oh gosh, I forgot she can see me smug.
Ooh. Yeah, I can see you being smug. But yeah, no, just I for as long as this series has been drawn out, and the fact that it's only within the last 3 months the two main characters have sort of finally gotten together. I don't know. It's just gone on for so long, and it went from being a bi-monthly comic to, for the last 4 or 5 years, being monthly only. And even the English release comics are still at least 3 books behind, I'm pretty sure, from where the Japanese run is.
That's too much of a cock tease.
I really like the series, and I just keep coming back to it because Kyoko's awesome.
That's just a straight-up cock tease, no. That's too long.
And you probably haven't heard any of this because my thing went red.
We heard literally heard all of it, yeah.
Yeah, it did all right.
All right, back to Tan Man.
So we talked at the beginning of the show about Jesse's voice and how when he first wakes up or he's sick, it's just sultry. There's one actor in Hollywood whose voice I love even more, and his name is Anson Mount. And he was on a show that was on A&E. I think it was on A&E or AMC. Hell on Wheels.
I remember Hell on Wheels,
played
yeah.
He played a character named Cullen Bohannon. And I hit the picture up in the Discord there, Shannon.
Jesus, guys.
He's a handsome man. I need them to see.
Yeah, he's all right. I feel, again, that's me if I were better.
Right. You could pull off the handsome man.
I probably couldn't. Go on. Go on.
Anyway.
I probably couldn't.
So, yeah, he's got this tragic backstory where he was a Confederate soldier during the Civil War. But the only reason he was fighting was to protect his land that he owned. He didn't really have an opinion one way or the other on slavery. So after the war is over, Union soldiers came and killed his wife and child. So he has nothing left, so he leaves the property and goes out west to help build the railroads. And just a whole story spanning, I think, 7 or 8 seasons follows along, and it's amazing. The show was amazing all the way through.
Oh, Tanner.
It's Common. I think Common, if I had to pick anybody else from that show, it would have been Common. Common played a character on there that was amazing.
Michaela said, not attractive, 1 out of 10. wait, hold on.
Michaela.
Well, by my association, are you saying I'm not attractive? Because they said I could pull that off.
Oh. No, she didn't say 1 out of 10. She said negative 1 out of 10.
No, it's... Oh, she may have. I was thinking it was just a dash.
I was thinking it was a dash. Yeah. Ouch. No respects.
Oh, Michaela.
No respects. All right, Jesse, last pick.
My last pick is going to be Sylvanas Windrunner.
Oh! Bow, 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 bow,
bow. Yeah, anytime that character's featured in a WoW expansion, I get excited and come back. I don't like what they've been doing with her lately. That's a bummer, but I've always loved Sylvanas. I've always been an undead player, and yeah, she is my queen.
I also like Sylvanas. I remember when you and I used to play Heroes of the Storm, and we would run Sylvanas and Tank Girl. I don't remember her name.
Tank Girl, that's a movie.
And
that
we
is
would
a
just,
movie. It's a terrible
Jesse and I
movie.
Would just, we would clear, if they left us alone,
Sergeant
unchecked,
Hammer is
they
the,
would,
the character you're looking for.
Yeah, we would just clear the entire lane within seconds. Also, Michaela, what's up with that no comment? I don't like that. I don't appreciate that at all. Who do you find attractive? Dalton? Anyway. I'm offended now. All right, I'm going to do my last one, and Lindsay apparently tapped out. She can't get her connection to work correctly.
Well, Shelby jumped in. Shelby, give us one for the topic tonight in place of Lindsay. Loki. Say it under the microphone loud so people can hear you.
Loki.
All right.
But, like, Marvel Loki?
Like Marvel Loki?
Yeah, like
Marvel Loki. Marvel Loki, yes.
Tom Hiddleston,
yeah.
Yeah. Is he attractive?
Very.
The man can sing. The internet largely agrees that he is attractive, yes.
Well, if the internet's saying it, it must be true, QAnon.
Shelby is also nodding.
Shelby is QAnon.
That's not true.
It's not true. They're in turmoil at this point.
He said you're QAnon.
Imagine that wasn't a good response. All right, my last one, and I'm just throwing it out there because I really didn't have a last one, is RoboCop. Why not? Of course Chris Hemsworth is attractive. All the Chrises are attractive. Hemsworth, Evans, who was the other ones, Jesse? There's more. Pratt.
And then Pine.
Pine. Rock. You
know, someone had this conversation similar to this with me the other day. They tried to tell me all the Skarsgårds were attractive. It's not true.
Bill Skarsgård's a weird looking motherfucker.
Yeah, but he has his moments where he can be kind of attractive. It's the smile that gets you, because you keep thinking of Pennywise.
Well, and the eye, because one eye's looking at you and one eye's looking at Rick.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
But there's a show on Netflix called Cursed. It's about the Lady of the Lake getting Excalibur. And their older brother, whose name I can't freaking think of right now. No.
Bill? Which one?
Hang on. Let's pull up the list of Skarsgård.
Isn't it Peter? Is it Peter Skarsgård?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Let's see. Is it
Alexander? Lindsay, just type your last one into the chat. We'll read it out.
Lindsay, please.
There are so many Skarsgårds.
Lindsay said no.
Tanner.
What?
You got to do better. Yes. You got to do better research than this.
I'm sorry. This is Gustav. Gustav Skarsgård.
Gustav.
I hadn't heard of this.
Hang on, I'm gonna hit you with it.
From the Nazi Skarsgård family.
Yes. Hang on, I'm gonna hit you with it in Discord because this one is just. Oh, my. I don't know.
Let's see. Hold on. I got to get to it.
He was on Vikings, apparently. I don't know.
I mean, the dude could be handsome.
He looks like a broke ass Dylan Diebold.
Oh.
Rest in peace.
And with that, I think we're going to wrap it up. It was RoboCop was the answer. Okay, we're going to get out of here. I got to calm Lindsay down. She's spitting fire. She's angry about her connection. I think I may have a solution, actually, because I can guarantee you I've thought of something she has not thought of. And it's so simple. It's so easy. It's like Donald Trump as the president. Nothing but winning. So I want to thank everyone for coming into the chat and talking with us. It's always a good time. You can listen to this episode later at podzilla1985.com if you want to relive the magic without having to see my ugly face, Michaela. And we'll be back tomorrow for an all-new episode of Horsemouth. So, Horsemouth. That's going to be tomorrow. That's going to wrap it up for us here tonight on Podzilla After Dark at the Podzilla 1985 Network, live on Facebook, of course. You can always catch us there at facebook.com/podzilla1985. Don't forget that we do have a Reddit channel, reddit.com. Or is it r/podzilla1985? Is that how Reddit works?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, r/podzilla1985. It's free karma. We'll upvote anything. Everything.
That is the worst fucking pathetic thing I think we've ever said on this show. We'll upvote anything. Please give us attention. No, absolutely not. In fact, I vow to downvote everything you post on r/podzilla1985.
Nah, yeah. He's lying. He ain't gonna get on Reddit. That's that lazy true. Motherfucker.
That's true. That's absolutely true. Okay, that's it, guys. We're out of here. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow for a horse time on PZ85. For myself, for Jesse, for Tanner, for Lindsay, God rest her soul. Thank you, guys. We love you so much. Have a good night. Later.